We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You've been involved with trade talks for another team. You said you want to be involved in that process. Has that occurred already yet?
There was a couple opportunities that came to be this offseason with a couple teams, but it wasn't the right time. It wasn't the right time or the situation with what was going on in my life. It's like I said, you don't just want to go somewhere to go somewhere. Like, you want to go somewhere where you know the people somewhat, or you know someone who knows the people that can vouch for the people so you can succeed. Listen, I'm 32. I feel great. The version of me right now is much better than the version that played in the Super Bowl. I'll tell you that. And I'm confident in that. So put that through your mind. I know that. I know what this game's about. You have to have the whole package as a team. Like, you have to have everyone in there. You have top down has to be great. If it's not great, you're going to be mediocre. I've seen it. I've been a part of it. And unfortunately, when you're a quarterback, you got to go through a lot of the, you know, baloney. But that's part of it. That's why we play this position. That's why we grow. Because at the end of the day, there might be some kid that's watching this press conference and they say, Nick Foles is a three quarterback, and he's going out there, and his mentality is to dice up that defense and help his teammates. And that's what I will continue to do till I lace up the cleats for the last time.
Who's clapping?
Who? What the hell? Who in the hell was in there clapping?
I think it was Jillio.
Might have been. Someone embarrassing that someone actually clapped.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't think that was clap-worthy, and I'm a huge Nick Foles fan.
So am I, but come on,
dude,
man.
What are you talking about? You're better than you were in the Super Bowl? Dude, no, you're not. Tell yourself that's fine. You're trying to get a job somewhere else, but like you're done, man. Outside of a specialized situation where, like, I think that's why he's talking about with the Colts. Like, he's saying that this franchise I'm playing for right now is a terrible organization. You sent me to the Colts where it's good from the top down. I can win. Mm-hmm. All right, maybe for a couple game stretch, Ken Nick.
Right. Yeah. I mean, listen, it was a passionate plea. He wants somebody to come get him from Chicago. They may wind up cutting him. Who knows? Who knows? But, I mean, if Chicago thought that highly of Nick Foles, Nick Foles has certainly accomplished more than Andy Dalton has in recent years. And they still decided to go out and pay Andy Dalton more money than Nick Foles to come in and be the starter. So they didn't even view you as being the guy who Matt Nagy knows very well. You've been in the building in this offense for an entire year. They let Mitchell Trubisky walk. They could have given you the starting job while they drafted a young quarterback. Instead, they brought in Andy Dalton because they didn't think you were good enough.
Yep, and like you said, paid him
$10 million
a year.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, Chicago is saying what they think about your recent play.
Yeah, it's pretty loud what they're saying about your recent play.
Yeah, they went and got Andy Dalton.
I didn't hear a shot at the Eagles there. Maybe there's another cut. I think he was talking about the Bears as far as being a bad organization.
See, there, I don't know if it was a shot at the Eagles, but when initially I thought Bears, but then I said, oh, he's there.
Yep.
Like that wouldn't make him sound like a good teammate. He's basically bad-mouthing the organization who just gave him an opportunity to go out there and advertise himself. Like, why would you put a third-string quarterback out there to talk? Have we talked to Nick Mullins yet? Did we see Nick Mullins hold a press conference?
Not like that, no.
So, like, he was out there to basically tell everybody.
Did they send him out there so he could make the case to
Frank
Reich?
That's what I think.
Yeah, otherwise, why would you want him to talk? Zach Ertz hasn't talked yet.
Yeah, maybe he's been in camp for a damn week. Yeah, so why would you send Nick Foles?
Let him
there?
Make the case.
Hasn't talked either.
No.
Right.
So I mean, I don't blame Chicago. They're trying to see if they can get a draft pick for him.
Oh.
And not have to pay him that salary.
All right. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. When you're getting engaged, Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville is the place to go. You can schedule a diamond appointment or an appointment with a diamond expert, marks-jewelers.com. I put out Jack's list, his top five at five. Jack, are you yes. getting good feedback on your top five at five?
Yeah, I'd say most people agree.
Okay.
No, absolutely no one agrees, actually.
No?
It's not going well. A lot of wilt complaints, which is classic.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. I already knew that you weren't going to get good feedback on that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's a shame.
Jack did retweet a tweet that said, Jack's on a roll, just let him cook.
Yeah, I did.
From the Marks and Reese account.
That's right.
Have you bought into Jalen Hurts? 56.5% say, yes, I believe in him. So that's so it's not quite a 50-50 split, but it's almost a coin flip of whether people have bought into Jalen Hurts or not.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because saying trade for Deshaun Watson is a lot different than saying, have you bought into Jalen Hurts? People don't want to give up the draft picks. They don't want to deal with the off-the-field nonsense mm-hmm. with him as well. But mm-hmm. actually believing in the Jalen Hurts, almost a coin flip.
Yeah.
All right.
And I can't necessarily say I'm surprised about that. I think most people want to see him succeed. He's obviously wearing Eagles colors, and he's the Eagles quarterback. But I think there are plenty of fans out there that are saying, I'm going to pump my brakes before I get emotionally invested all the way in.
And then four games into the season,
it's like, what am I doing? Yeah, so I think – you know, it's an 18-week season. It's a long season, fellas. That's why not to talk about Wentz and his situation out there, but if his injury is closer to the lower end,
he doesn't miss a ton.
He misses
of the
a couple
yeah.
of games.
Yeah,
he just missed maybe two games, and then he still plays 15 games.
But even if they miss four games, if they can win two of those games, then
you still got 13 other games to play.
A lot of games.
It's a lot of football left in the season.
So somebody who I know believes in Jalen Hurts and bought into Jalen Hurts is Chuck from Mount Airy.
Oh,
he
no
joins
doubt.
Us right now. Chuckles, what's up?
Yo.
What's up,
Chuck? What's up, Chuck?
My main man. Listen, y'all looking for all wrong reasons, all wrong things they do at practice. That man is starting to get better and better every time practice goes. He gets better and better. He's practicing.
Says who? You?
I mean, no, he do.
You been down? Oh, he? Oh, okay.
Oh, he does. All right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Y'all see her, Elliot Shore Parks. He down there every day. Listen to what he's doing.
I saw some videos, too, where he looked like Donovan as far as accuracy.
Oh, come on, man.
Listen, Donovan here. You get some throws like that from, like, Donovan threw some throws like that, but he ate some great ones, too. Like that 4-for-21 Freddie Mitchell.
That's right.
26.
4-for-21. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, my boy, man. Jalen Hurts.
All right. We know you feel like that, but what did you think of Jack's top five list, Chuck?
Man, Jack Fritz is an idiot, man. That's my boy, but sometimes he just do some idiot stuff. How do you leave out Kobe Bryant, number one? I mean, Magic wasn't even third best Laker than me.
Exactly.
You got Shaq. You got Kobe. Of course, you got Kareem. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't even leave out. You don't even put Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan was a greater player to me than
Larry Bird.
Larry Bird, yes.
Mm.
And what about? Hold on, though. What about Wilt? What about Wilt?
Wilt Chamberlain, yeah, absolutely Wilt. But that's a given. Wilt and Mike.
How big's your top five, Chuck? You're at about 10
yeah,
right
give
now.
Us your top five, buddy.
I want to say about Quez Watkins real quick, but I'm going to say my top five right now, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going with Michael Jordan, number one.
Of course.
Hands down.
Of course.
Number two, okay? I'm going to go Wilt Chamberlain, number two.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Bill.
Number three, I'm going
Kobe.
No, Kareem, okay?
Oh, you love the big man.
Number four, I'm going with Kobe. And number five, I am going to say it's a toss-up between LeBron, number five, and
we'll go with whoever else then.
Tim Duncan.
Duncan, okay. Yeah, Duncan over Braun. That makes sense.
Yeah,
absolutely. Duncan won five championships, and he's the man, Mr. Fundamental.
What do you want to say about Quez Watkins? I can't wait for this.
Man, Quez Watkins is going to be he coming into his own. Watch that kid. I'm telling you, Quez Watkins. Is one of a kind. And I'm going to tell you why, right?
One of a kind.
No, listen.
What?
He's one of a kind, right? Listen, because he got the speed. All he needed to do was get the route running. coming down. It's everything that I'm hearing from in camp is what I wanted to hear.
They've been favorable. You're right. I agree.
And catch the ball.
All right, listen, Chuck, listen. I need you on the record, Jack. Let's log this. Official prediction for Quez Watkins 2021.
Well, I'm going to go with six touchdowns. Six touchdowns.
How many receptions?
I'm going to go around, you know, he ain't going to get that much time. Probably about like, you know,
30?
40 receptions.
40 receptions, six touchdowns. How many yards?
He's a speedster, so he's going to have at least 1,100 yards this year.
I like that.
40 receptions, though. That's a hell of a year.
30 yards a catch, though, but I like that.
That's what he do. He speed.
All right.
He's a speed dude.
Yeah, he's the fastest guy in the draft last year.
We'll go to the tape after the season, Chuck. You coming down this week? Friday? I know it was a long drive for you to get down there.
Me and the wife going out of town this week.
Oh,
vacation.
What you got? What are you doing?
We going to Maryland, Ocean City, Maryland.
Oh, nice.
I was just down there a couple weeks ago.
So listen.
We're going to go down there and get away for a little bit and you know, just enjoy the scenery. Try to go away before the season starts.
You got to. Yeah, so listen, next year.
Put your feet in the sand, man. Put your feet in the sand, Chuck.
Coordinate with Ike next year. You guys can go down the same week.
Well, I wear socks on the beach, so I don't like the sand.
Okay, Chuck, don't tell anybody else then, all right?
I won't.
All right, Chuck.
Like
call back later this week, man.
All right, Chuck.
There he is.
Better chance of happening. Quez Watkins, 1,100 yards, or Devontae Smith's 27 touchdowns.
Quez Watkins, 1,100 yards.
1,100 yards, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm stuck on Chuck with the socks on the beach.
Yeah, the socks on the beach.
And we know what he looks like now, so
we can actually picture it. That's why I'm completely thrown off here. Yeah, that's not the look, Chuck.
So he wears when he was down at Chickies, he had a pair of some type of Tim's that the laces weren't tied.
Yeah.
And he had the tongue open and he had it out. So do you think he's probably going on the beach like that?
No, hell no.
With the socks.
Yeah, at least wear flip-flops with the socks. You can't go on the damn beach with Tim's on.
All right, Jack, text him to see what kind of shoe he's wearing on the beach. Let's get one more in here before the Marks and Reese text line. Let's go to Danny in Bethlehem. Danny.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Danny, how
are
you,
buddy? What's up, Danny?
I'm just calling because I'm pretty surprised that Ben Simmons actually felt brave enough to post that comment himself back at the guy instead of asking Matisse to come in and are we kidding, guys? Like, you know who I trust more in a big moment? I trust DeMarco Murray on 3rd and inches, not slide a yard short. I trust Jose Alvarado to throw a first pitch strike. Jake Arrieta go more than 4 innings. Like what? What are we doing? We've been through this. Why does Darryl think we forgot what happened when he had a 5'8" man in front of him and he passed it instead of dunking the ball?
Now, hey Danny, I don't think they want to bring him back. I think they just don't want to give him away for nothing, so they're going to be forced to bring him back.
So if you're just tuning in, Ramona Shelbourne of ESPN said that they prefer to bring Ben Simmons back, which is total BS.
Yeah, I'm not buying that.
Because they don't have a choice now would be the case.
But that's what I think it is, Danny.
Like, has Darryl forgot he's not in Houston anymore and we're not just going to believe that and that we remember more than a week ago?
At this point, he doesn't have a chance because he's trying to, like, just like Howie Roseman tried to make everybody believe, oh, no, Carson Wentz can come back. We don't want to trade him.
Yeah, you got to create, yeah.
Yeah, no one believed him.
You know, the last thing Daryl Morey wants to do is let everybody know he's trying to get rid of Ben Simmons.
So Daryl Morey right now might be running into a wall where teams aren't willing to go over a certain point because they're saying you can't bring him back.
Right.
So we're not going to give
you
more.
We're just going to wait. Yep.
And wait it out. And that's what
teams are doing.
That's what the Colts did with the Eagles.
Yep.
They said we're not giving you these draft picks.
So who would be waiting on Ben? Like what team? It's got to be a team that's ready to win right now, right? You think a bad team isn't waiting to get Ben because they would want him before somebody else jumps in there and gets him.
I don't think that's what it is.
Right? That's what I'm saying. It's not that. So
I don't think that's what it is.
Toronto seems like a team that's the most interested.
Yeah.
So I mean,
but what do they really have?
Yeah, they have Siakam and they have picks. I mean, if they want to get a new franchise player, I mean, they just lost Kyle Lowry. They're not going to be very good next year.
They're going to keep Van Fleet.
Yeah.
Who did they get in the Miami trade?
They got that young player that
was that Precious?
Yeah, that Miami liked, but they were also willing to give up.
Okay. Because it was a sign and trade, right?
Yes.
They had to send somebody back.
Yeah,
to Toronto.
they got didn't they get Dragic?
Yeah,
they got
Dragic. Oh, that's right. They signed Dragic today.
And they're going to try to trade him somewhere else. It looks like, or they could trade him somewhere else.
No Dragic.
So there you go.
Hey, no, he's fine. But it is funny.
He was good 7 years ago.
Yeah, no, thank you.
But I mean, like 3 months ago, Ujiri turned down Maxey and a first for Lowry, and they just let him walk for like almost.
They got less. Yeah. They did. They got less.
He misplayed his hand.
He
did very much. He misplayed it. Yeah,
he did. All right, text line.
Text line.
Wade from Chester can't even have his own opinion. ESP has been saying the Eagles' biggest need is a veteran wide receiver for 2 weeks. Who's the fraud now, Pigeon in Chester? Tom from Abington.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Here we go. So Tom from Abington was ripped by Wade during Wade's call, but Wade did... Like, I guess what Tom's saying is, is that Wade's opinion, or did he say when he heard Elliott say it, he's like, yeah, good idea.
Right. I don't know.
Wade wants a veteran wide receiver. Again, because he's so worried about Jalen Hurts and winning 11 games. Yeah. Wade and Elliott both have these, you know, like, oh, win 11 games, playoffs, Jalen Hurts.
Wade didn't want Alshon, though, did he? I don't think Wade said Alshon.
I don't think he wanted Alshon.
But they are aligned on a lot of opinions.
They are.
Who's stealing opinions from who?
And they were both anti-Wentz.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's get to the bottom of this.
All right, what's next?
Yo, 5'8", you could pass a conditioning test right now. We need you back out there. Mikey from the 700 level.
Salute.
Could you pass the conditioning test right now?
Not the one I ran back then. No. If you give me a different conditioning test today, yeah, it fits my
18
age.
18 holes?
You would expect that it's softer than it was when you were playing, right?
Yes. I don't know what it is right now, but if linemen give me the same test that you give the old linemen, I should be able to pass it.
Yeah, big fat lineman. Yeah, you should be able to.
If I can't move like a 300-pounder, it's over.
So if you can't outrun Sayamalu, there's a problem.
Yeah.
I would agree. I mean,
especially if there's distance involved.
So, Jack, for tomorrow, we have to ask Elliott if he knows what the conditioning test is, because a quick Google search, I couldn't figure it out. All right, what's next?
Okay.
I don't think the new coach likes me. He stopped practice 3 times because of my play. Andre grabbing some more tissues from the NovaCare complex.
Yeah, can I end that? Can I end the final chapter of Andre Dillard as the starter here?
It's ended.
It's over.
I thought he was in the best shape of his life.
Yeah. Hold on. How did the training camp battle only last 5 days?
Because he looks terrible and Mailata looks good. Mailata's going to make himself a lot of money here from somebody.
Yeah, the Eagles.
Yeah,
we need a left tackle.
Yep.
Tell you what,
Howie got. I mean, it's a good draft pick by Howie to take Mailata in the 7th round, but it covers up the fact that Dillard is.
Listen, no disrespect to Howie. That's Jeff Stoutland. Howie's not coaching.
Okay.
He didn't coach up a rugby player.
You don't think so? I mean?
No, Howie didn't turn a rugby player into a left tackle.
He wasn't down there, you know, working on his technique.
But to Howie's credit, he had to have taken the advice of a Jeff Stoutland and said, I can work with him. There's something there.
Mm. What's next, Jack?
Plus, they won the Super Bowl that year, so it was easy,
easy
to say.
Yeah, throwaway pick.
No one's going to get mad at us for a
year.
No,
they're their 7th-rounders are never good. Casey Tuhill was the 7th-rounder. All right, so what's next?
My guy.
Oh, wow, we got some receivers that can really run. Hey, genius. Yeah, you, Nick. Can they catch the ball? Kirk from Roslyn.
Mm.
Wow, I take a shot at Coach Sirianni.
Oh, man, I don't know. We'll
Let me
see.
Ask you this. Again, yeah. I haven't been able to keep track of all of Elliott's tweets and everybody else's tweets. My apologies to everyone else that's out there at practice, Rube and Jeff McClain and everybody else that tweets out stuff. But I haven't been able to follow as much through the first week of practice. Have the receivers been impressive, at least, in camp?
No,
you said that quick.
No.
So nobody's been impressive.
It sounds like Quez is probably, like,
yes,
Mike
Quez.
Quick said today in the midday show that Quez is really impressing him.
Okay.
But, like, J-Jaw, I think, has, like, one guy.
J-Jaw did not break out.
No. Rager's barely even practiced.
Right.
Fulgham hasn't stood out that I can remember.
No, I think there's been flashes from Fulgham, but also still looks inconsistent.
Yeah, it's a damn shame.
Maybe that's why Elliott is talking about it. See, he says bet receivers because he's looking at the receivers saying,
exactly.
Nah.
Yeah.
That's why he's saying that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, this wasn't even. I think he wrote this before Devontae Smith got hurt.
Right.
He was just saying, like, the thing this team could really use is a veteran receiver, which is fine, but there has to be somebody out there that makes sense.
Yeah.
They should have thought about this before.
Well, but here's the thing, though. Why would you need a veteran receiver if you're supposed to have a young room full of potential and talent?
I wouldn't.
It's a young quarterback.
I wouldn't.
You want to see those guys play. So when I hear Elliott say they need a veteran receiver, what he's saying is, it's not enough guys here that I really trust.
Yeah, these guys aren't good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're used to that at the wide receiver position.
Yeah.
All right, Jack, what's up?
I'm at the gym and I saw Herb and Jalen Hurts taking turns knocking out 1,000 pounds on the leg press machine. Chris in Morrisville.
Yeah, I got to be a better interviewer with Herb and find out what he's putting up on the machine.
Does he know?
Oh, you think he's not going to have a number that he's going to throw around, which is probably not true? We got to find out where he goes. Seriously, like, what's Roadshow Porter doing these days? Or Turtle? They should be chronicling what Herb does when he goes to the gym.
Yeah, I mean, we know Turtle's not doing anything, and at least Porter has a kid.
Yeah, yeah. Now Elliot's down at camp now, so I can't say Elliot's not doing something every day.
Right.
Who else do we have here? I guess that's really the extent of our resources, huh? All right, what's next?
Jeffrey Lurie. Hey, sport, how's camp going so far? Nick Sirianni. Gee whiz, Mr. Lurie, it's a lot tougher than I thought. I made friends with all the older guys. That hasn't helped. I tried to be more aggressive and attack things, but keep forgetting to defend, especially with questions. Things are sloppy, missed meetings. I want to come home. Jeffrey Lurie. Hang in there, kiddo. It'll only be for one summer. Scott from Delco.
I don't know. I think everybody's buying into Nick Sirianni right now.
Yep.
I hear Boston Scott talking about playing ball.
Yep. Everybody loves ball.
Did he play Boston Scott at rock, paper, scissors?
Probably.
So to your point, and we're running out of time here, but to your point, like, we asked Elliott what he thought about Zach McPherson, and he said hasn't stood out. And Mike Kay, who covers the Eagles for NJ.com, says he reminds him of Sheldon Brown, and he's very impressed with him. So
yeah, that's
a pretty
opposite.
Big difference. Yeah.
Polar opposites.
And I have no idea what if Zach.
We can't even tell if it's Zach or Zach.
Well, how does Elliott not know?
That is disappointing.
I think Elliott has been locked in on Jalen for the most part.
Well, he's been charting every pass.
Yes.
I would say you're 1,000% right. Inge. What's up, Inge? God.
What's up, man? Yo, I got to ask you something, man. Well, what's going with the Olympics with the freaking skateboarding? Huh? What's next, huh? White mob rushing the Capitol event? What the hell are they doing?
Come on, Inge. Come on, man. What skate? I don't know. I like skateboarding more than 3-on-3 basketball.
Come on. Look, Sixers, real fast.
Yeah, bring back Ben.
My beloved Sixers. This is how I look at it. The East is loaded now. The Sixers are in the middle of the pack. They're going down the tubes with the Nets, Bucks, and now
yep.
the Heat making all these moves.
Yep.
So this is the deal. If you can't trade Ben Simmons, and that's like a 1.27% chance for Damian Lillard, you have to blow up this team and start all over, including Embiid. You got to trade Embiid and start all over. You don't have a 2 to 3 year window. These other teams, the Bucks. And
all right, I got to go. I'm sorry. I tried to sneak you in there.
Oh, we appreciate it.
Daniel Brito, Philly's prospect who had a seemed like he had a stroke on Saturday, but the Phillies put out a tweet saying that he's currently in stable condition and he continues to undergo medical testing, and his family's there with him. His mom's from Venezuela, his girlfriend's there, so it seems like
Sounds
that he's
like
out
some
of the woods.
News,
yes,
yeah.
yes. Like, forget about his baseball career. Let's make sure that he's alive and well.
Yes.
So it was a scary situation, and this is actually one of the guys that I was saying, like, you can trade Stott because he projects to be a good player.
Yeah.
So this was it really a disturbing video to watch, but we're glad that he's just doing okay. Mm-hmm. Got a game tonight there, Ikey. Patrick Corbin against Wheeler.
I'm all in. Pitching matchup. Got to get this game decided before gymnastics comes on tonight, and more importantly, before track and field starts tonight.
Okay,
you've been watching the track and field?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's always my favorite.
I don't even know who's winning and losing. I'm just watching.
Phillies are -170 tonight. Let me say this. That I need to see, and he carried the team during the first half. He can't drop off if this team's going
to
win, right?
No.
He needs to continue to do it.
Stretch. Yeah, drop off, he can just step it up.
Needs it, exactly. He needs to step it up. Jillio's coming up next, everybody. Have a great evening, and we are back tomorrow. See ya. Let's talk about Dr. Glatt for a second. And I always say this, right? Like, I could sit here and tell you how great my hair looks from Dr. Glatt. And, like, go to Dr. Glatt. Or you can look at my pictures. You can go to my my Instagram page. I actually chronicled my hair restoration journey with Dr. Glatt. I showed you what it looked like before. I posted pictures the day after I had it done. I posted pictures 2 weeks after it was done, and you know, so on and so forth. It's been a couple months now, and I mean, honestly, my hair's looking amazing. I could take a selfie right now and put it out there. It's John Marks Media on Instagram, and I mean, it's just, you get your hair back. Right? I'm not worried about styling my hair a certain way. I'm not worried about getting it cut a certain way. I'm not constantly messing with it in the mirror, right? I'm not wearing a hat more often because I hate to wear my hair. I hate the way my hair looks. It looks great. And Dr. Glatt and his hair team have the most experience and most success in hair restoration in Philadelphia. That's why you go to him and them, and that's why I did. Give his office a call today. You can speak to his hair team at 610-980-4000. 610-980-4000, or the website for more information, before and after pictures, etc. DrGlatt.com. DrGlatt.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.